Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesotans said their final goodbyes to former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis. The couple was remembered not only for their public service, but for their deep commitment to family, justice, and community. Governor Tim Walz gave the eulogy.
And maybe it is this moment where each of us can examine the way we work together, the way we talk about each other, the way we fight for things we care about, a moment when each of us can recommit to engaging in politics and life the way Mark and Melissa did, fiercely, enthusiastically, heartily, but without ever losing sight of our common humanity.
The governor says millions of Minnesotans live better lives because of Hortman's public service and politics. Former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attended the funeral for the Hortmans.
Gilbert wasn't a Republican or a Democrat. He was a golden retriever.
Helping Paws, the nonprofit service dog organization, is remembering Melissa Hortman and her dog. Hortman began training Gilbert in 2021, but he was too friendly and became her pet. Alyssa Golob of Helping Paws says they've seen an outpouring of donations since the deaths of Melissa and Mark, but more importantly, more people who want to train a service dog.
We've had moments in time where we have not had enough people to train a service dog, and if we can train more service dogs because of what happened to Melissa, then we get to pay it forward and pay tribute to her as all these dogs get matched to their person.
Police in Duluth are investigating a stabbing that left the woman dead over the weekend. Officers found the victim with stab wounds Saturday night and tried to save her, but she died at the scene. Officers say the suspect fled in a vehicle and was later arrested on Interstate 35 in Pine County. Investigators say the suspect and victim were known to each other. The Minnesota Medical Association is warning that a lot of people will end up in the hospital with fireworks-related injuries this week. Dr. Lisa Mattson says too many victims are showing up at the ER with hand and facial injuries.
The Minnesota Medical Association supports all prohibition of sales fireworks, including those by mail order, because we know that they're dangerous in general. So we really would like to see fireworks just be in the hands of the experts.
Mattson says there are 4th of July fireworks shows across the state that are safe for everyone. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are bringing back forward Julius Randle on a 3-year, $100 million contract extension. Randle had a $30 million option for next season. He averaged 18 points and 7 rebounds in his first season in Minnesota. He came to the Wolves from the Knicks as part of the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns last fall. This is MNN.